Hello and welcome to Is This A Gun Podcast, number 121. My name is Nick Tan, as it is always, and I bring you the best independent music the planet has to offer. And this week, I've been to the Brook. I was running the night at the Brook last week on Thursday, and I recorded some interviews with people, and I'm going to play some of their tracks, which is going to be absolutely wonderful. They sound great. Also, some of my favourite music, some just from my friends, just because I can, and one track from my brother. Just because I can, because it's my podcast. The first track I'm going to play is from one of my favourite bands of last year, and also favourite bands of this year. They are called Schnauzer. They are the most eclectic band in the... They invented the word eclectic. They're from Bristol, and this is one of my favourite tunes of theirs. This is called The Cosmic Ordering Service. This is Schnauzer.
Trying to do, but you had your chance, and the glint in your eye isn't there anymore.
Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
That was Schnauzer, and I think that's taken from their album called The Sound of Meat. I first heard Schnauzer on the Justin Wayne radio show. Is it Justin Wayne? Justin Wayne show. Well, I can't remember which one it was, but I listened to, I heard World of Whimsy, and I just thought, oh, this is fantastic, and... got in contact with them. They send me tracks, as does everybody. I only play tracks that people send me. I don't download stuff. I just can't be bothered, really, to be honest with you. Now, the next band I'm going to play is another band that I've never met Schnauzer, but I've met a couple of people from this next band, and they are called Indigo Earth. This is one of my favourite tracks of theirs. They have got other tracks, but they haven't sent me any new ones, so I'll just carry on playing their old stuff. I don't care. This is Indigo Earth, one of my favourite tracks. It's a great little track, this. This is Cold Light of Day.
The lights on your forehead. the lights on your forehead.
That was a glorious track, an absolutely glorious track. I must admit, I always do get really excited about picking the music for the podcast. This week it's been fairly easy because I've got tracks from the bands that I've played that I was looking after on Thursday. Those bands are, let me think, who have I got? I've got Cut Corners, Shane McGowan, and Till Dusk. I was going to play something, but I did do an interview with the Melodramas as well, but they didn't send me any tracks, so I can't play it. That's it. That's the way it is, you know? Anyway, I'm going to play you one more track from another band from Bristol, a band called the Travis Waltons. One of my favourite tracks, killer tracks. All these tracks I listen to. If you've never listened to the podcast before, if you're listening to it because you're something to do with Till Dusk or Cut Corners or Shane McGowan, and you're doing this thing and going, well, let's go and listen to this. I want to hear my mates. Look, there's loads of other independent music out there. There's bloody loads of it. All the stuff you've heard so far and all the stuff you'll hear for the rest of the podcast is all stuff made by people like us, people like you, that we just get together as people, as human beings, and we just make music. And it's all out there. There's no record companies involved in any of this. There's nothing like that. We just get out and do it. So there's a big, vibrant music scene out there. So if you're thinking to yourself, music's shit now, it's not. It's absolutely fantastic. All you got to do is look for it. This isn't the only podcast. This podcast might not be for you. The music I play might not be the sort of music that you like. I might not be the sort of person you want to listen to. But there are loads of other podcasts out there, and there's loads of other bands. So I urge you to get out there and listen to some. Anyway, this is one of my favourite bands. I met these guys last year when I did a gig down in Bristol. They sent me a track. And this is it. This is Millionaire. It's absolutely fantastic. Listen to this. The Travis Waltons.
None of them make it. Salut, mon nom est Emily, et vous écoutez It's the Sting on Podcast avec Nick Tan.
That track, you see, it's got hooky chorus and it's got hooky verse as well, which I like. You know, you remember that, the whole thing. Anyway, earlier on this week, I was looking after a venue in Southampton called The Brook. We had lots of people playing there, some amazing music, some great music, some really nice people. What is it about musicians? Musicians are actually all nice people, especially bass players. And one of the bands I spoke to was a band called Cut Corners. I was looking after all the bands that night, and I thought, well, while I'm here, got my MP3 recorder, got my little Zoom, why don't I record some interviews? So I did, and this is the first interview I did, and this is with Cut Corners. So I'll play Cut Corners, the interview I did, and play their track afterwards. How about that? Right, so I'm here with Cut Corners.
Yes, I am.
And so you played second tonight, didn't you?
We did, yes.
But you pulled a good crowd. Did you enjoy it? Did you enjoy the gig?
Yeah, best gig so far.
Okay,
that's one of your best gigs.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's go through who you are. We'll do that cheesy thing.
Okay, so I'm Alex. I'm the lead singer and the guitarist.
Greg, drummer.
I'm a loyal fan.
We've
got a loyal fan.
Dan Bliss on bass.
Leo Casamartis on lead guitar.
Fantastic.
Our synth player, Dave, unfortunately can't be here because he's in bed.
He's had an early night.
Is he?
Yeah.
So he's a school night?
Yeah.
But it should be noted that he is our token Asian, so we're a diverse band.
We're technically awesome.
Fantastic. So there was a couple of problems beforehand, which is always exciting.
My amp blew up, so I was using a Marshall SLP stack.
It did
the job.
Will you buy it?
Better than going to the
gym. I'm not going to buy it, no. I'm hoping the place I bought my amp from will give me a new one.
I'm sure they will. So what have you been doing for the last couple of months?
We've just been developing our sound a little bit more.
Gigging. We haven't made new songs in a while. Yeah.
We've been gigging for about just under a year now, mm-hmm. and we're starting to just make a bit more new songs. It starts to seem a bit more dancey, but a bit more rocky, a bit more epic, I think. We're just working through it, just seeing how it goes. We don't really have a plan, to be honest. We're just doing what we're doing.
Excellent.
We're looking to record maybe hopefully end of the month when Greg's on his Easter holidays. Get some new material recorded.
When you finish uni.
Yeah, we're also currently going to remaster our existing recordings at the moment, just to make them sound a bit more.
And then we're gonna make some t-shirts, some CDs, and headbands for all those wannabe Gregs out there.
So whereabouts are you all from?
Winchester.
Yeah,
really?
Pretty much.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm from Lancaster, but
I'm from Greece.
I'm from.
You never lived there. I lived there for 16 years. It doesn't count.
So
how did you all meet?
Oh, through college, we all went to Peter Simmons, apart from Greg here, who just was accidentally the drummer. He just came to
I'm not a drummer, I'm a guitarist.
We were playing rock band one day.
He was just at a loose end and he came round to the practice. He was just sat down at the stool because it was the only place to sit and he just drummed away.
Some sticks there.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
It just happened, no, really. And then we added in Leo later on playing guitar. And yeah, it just kind of went from there.
Yeah.
Our local's the railway, we play there a lot, but the stage is like 2 inches off the ground, it's a bit better being.
Yeah, what was it like? Have you played The Brook before?
No, first time.
Really, really enjoyed having the ability to just go actually fucking crazy. Just moving around and just jumping about, because I think that's what it's all about. Like, it's good to have the music, but it's also good to have it looking good as well.
It's so much easier to look good when you've got room to move around.
It's easier to perform.
Normally we've got cramped up on a tiny stage.
We're not that big on dressing up to look good. We just want to move around and get so sweaty.
That'll come. Don't worry. Yeah. That'll come.
Waistcoats.
Once management gets involved, then they'll just be like, stop wearing that.
Next gig, I'm going to come in a full suit.
No, you're not.
With the bells and everything.
You're not going to do
so
that.
So who's going to watch the songwriting?
Well,
I mean...
They're all looking at you.
Well, man,
I mean...
It all comes with one idea.
Yeah. It comes to an idea, and then I kind of build on it and make it into a song.
Yeah, like Jackie D was Alex's opening riff. The last song, Fall Asleep, it just came off my bass line, and then we just worked from there, and then Alex built in his own lyrics. Alex is the lyricist, he writes the lyrics.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I wrote the songs, because we all wrote the songs together, as a collective.
Are you willing to testify that in court?
No, then I'll say they're all mine, and I'll get all the profits. Fuck you all.
Okay, so, guitars.
Yes.
What guitars do you play?
I've got an Epiphone. What is it, Leo? What is it?
Epiphone ES335.
Yeah. It's got a clef in it. That's all I know. I like it. I like the look. I love the look of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. It's cheaper than the Gibson, which is why.
That's a really. They should use that as an advertising slogan.
It's cheaper than the Gibson, but it looks
cheaper
great.
Than the Gibson.
Yeah. And
Gibson Les Paul standard 1950s.
He's rich, just so we know.
So did you just sort of like hand out money to everybody?
Actually,
to be fair, he does buy us a lot of beers. Like,
he always buys us kebabs after night.
I do buy them kebabs, yeah.
I've never had a beer on this kebab.
You're not loyal enough.
The only reason he's here because he lives
I just have a Yamaha something. I'm not sure what it is.
I'm not like, a bass
player. If you look into you, do you buy them for them?
No. I know the most of my guitars, I think.
Oh, okay.
Nobody knows what type of bass it is.
And Grandmaster, you weren't playing your normal kit tonight.
No, you're playing
mics.
Mash up of like maybe bases.
I don't really know any technical terms of drums.
So.
As he said, normally he's not a drummer, he's a guitarist at heart. Really.
Normally we have a vintage Premiere kit.
Yeah, with
like the
bass cymbals and Remo skins.
Very, very nice kit.
Probably going to be.
I was hoping you'd say what he said.
Yeah. Can we try again?
Yeah. In the future.
Yeah.
That's what you will
next
say.
Time, next time, I'll do that.
I think that'll be our first big investment, potentially.
A big drum kit.
So, Bristol.
Bristol,
yeah.
When did you start at Bristol?
In September. All different courses.
Yeah.
Well, those two are doing the same, but I don't think Mehdi counts.
Mehdi and Alex are doing the same course because Mehdi looks up to me.
So have you looked into gigs in Bristol?
Not really, to be honest.
To be honest, it's such a thriving music scene up there that I think it should be alright to get some gigs. Once we get the first one, then we can start building.
Get a drum as well, man.
No, you're just going to commute. That's what's going to happen.
Commute.
It's not that far. I did a gig
from Bournemouth.
No, it's not. I did a gig in Bath last week. It's no drama.
Right.
Well, anyway, so what? Any plans? Any gigs for the next couple of weeks? We should know about
Brighton tomorrow, which is we are headlining the Road to Blissfields gig. Which is just a festival nearby, if anyone wants to go to that.
No, don't go to that, because like I couldn't get a gig there.
Blissfields.co.uk.
I made it through to the last 10, apparently, but I didn't make it through further than that.
Maybe we can twist some arms there.
It's always next year.
And then after Brighton, we have Lennon's with Stone Them Crows on Saturday. And that is their EP launch, so we're giving them some support there, and then we're going to have a nice after party at their house.
Fantastic, sounds good to me.
So I think we're playing Railway at the end of the month, which is a
headline.
Yeah, we're
headlining there. And then we've got Guildford coming up in April.
What?
We've got Guildford coming up in April.
Okay.
That's how you found out. Not enough kebabs.
Not enough. Too few.
We found a better guitar.
Yeah.
Okay, well that's brilliant, guys. Thanks for watching, Dave.
That's
all right. And really
enjoyed
your set.
Thanks
very much.
Thank you very much.
For having us.
to see you. How we're meant to play, you can't corners on the way to picture. I will be your innovator. How we meant to see you, how we meant to play, you cut corners on the way to picture, and I'll be your innovator. And this is how we meant to see you, this is how I'm meant to play you, cause I can be your own pretender, I can be your inner.
Music, go to nicktan.bandcamp.com. Please buy some. I really want to go to university.
That's right. And that was Cut Corners and Jackie D. Fantastic live. Really, really good. If you get a chance to see them, I can really recommend it. Have a look on the website and find out where they're going to be playing. They could be playing near you. And actually, they're all moving to Bristol later on this year. And they should be playing around Bristol. So I'll put them in touch with Dave, maybe. Dave Miles from BCFM Radio, and see if he can get them into his show. And play some of their stuff. Maybe they can do a live thing in the studio. Who knows? Right, now, I did three interviews on Thursday. One's with the Melodramas, which I'm not going to play now because they didn't send me any tracks. When they send me some tracks, I will play the interview as well. But I don't want to just do an interview and then go, and next. I like to do it properly, kids, shall we? But what I didn't do an interview with Till Dusk. Till Dusk had quite an exciting evening because there was only one guy from Till Dusk actually in the band. The guitarist, the bass player and the drummer all basically met on the night, and they did a fine job, I can tell you. Did a very, very fine job indeed. But I didn't get a chance to get an interview with the lead singer and the guitarist, but I'm going to play one of their tracks anyway. This is one of my favourite tracks of the stuff that I've been sent. This is a band called Till Dusk, and this track is called In This Place.
The pole is alone. but it won't be there.
What a track. What a tune. Fantastic little track, that. That's Till Dusk and In This Place. Now, this next is a little promo for Movie Meltdown.
First the screen was silent, then it talked, then color. Now the greatest advance of them all.
Movie Meltdown. Come check out Movie Meltdown. News, reviews, and interviews about your favorite thing, movies.
Even better is it's going to be in 3D.
Awesome.
Yes.
Will they quit, for the love of God, putting
nope.
Keanu Reeves and stuff?
No, they will not.
I don't like any of this.
Nobody does. It was bad anyway, but it got so much worse every time that horrible little CGI bastard was on the screen. Random
There's
chicks
3D
running
boobies.
Around naked. Yeah,
3D it's, running it's, around boobies.
I liked how quick it got to the violence.
Yeah,
like,
it didn't mess around.
Instantaneously, it was violence.
It's a good way to start a movie.
And blood. And I was like, yay.
Right on the video box, you could look at it and go, well, this is going to be crap. All right.
Movie Meltdown. For movie geeks, by movie geeks.
It's revolutionary. It's exciting. It's newer than television. It's
Movie Meltdown.
Wonderful. So go over to Movie Meltdown because they also promote this podcast as well, and they're beautiful people. Now, for no other reason other than she's a fantastic musician, she's a really good mate, and it's a great track. Listen to this. This is Sarah Saville and Transparent.
Learning from the lines around other people's eyes, what they're telling me, even the thickest skin cannot disguise what is underneath. Everybody goes about their day thinking they can hide, but those telltale lines upon their faces tell the story of their lives. Your inner feelings are bold as brass, and I can see through you like a glass.
till everybody goes about their day, convinced that they can hide. But those telltale lines upon their faces tell the story of their.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
Wonderful. Really like that track. Fantastic. Well done, Sarah. Now, as you may or may not know, this podcast is also syndicated out to a couple of internet radio stations. The first one is Radio Dentata, one of those sexy people over in America. Check them out. There's naked people there. There's naked people there. Don't go there, kids. Don't go there. They're going to warp your fragile little minds. But also, we get played on Trax Radio, which is another internet radio station. They play the podcast out twice a week, I think. Are you doing twice a week out there? I can't remember if you are or not. Anyway, well worth a listen to both of those radio stations. Even if you miss this, actually, you don't miss this one because this one is always here. As long as the internet's here, this podcast is going to be here as well. Right, well, as I mentioned earlier on, I was down at the Brook on Thursday looking after a few bands, looking after a session, looking after looking after things down there for people. And one of the people I was looking after was Sean McGowan, who played an absolute bloody blinder of a gig. It wasn't his crowd down there. It wasn't his. I mean, he can fill a venue, but it wasn't his crowd. It was a rock crowd down there. But he did charm them because he did it because he's just bloody talented and a really nice guy. As you're about to find out now, these are some of the words I spoke to him just after we played the gig. Have a listen to this. Right, so I'm here in the green room that I was in earlier on with the band that you can now hear in the background probably. I'm here with Sean McGowan.
Hello, mate.
How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
I'm very well. You opened up tonight.
I did,
and you
yes.
did a very good job, I thought. Job indeed. You managed to charm the crowd.
And you did
what a lot of people want to do, is play to strangers.
Yeah, definitely. It was a little bit different, obviously, so a lot of the crowd tonight weren't in kind of fans, I would say, of my type of genre, given the night, but I think, no, it went well. It was very
I think you did really well, actually. A lot of people got a lot of tune.
Yeah.
CDs for sale, people know who you are.
That's it, yeah, we flogged a few, which is lucky.
Always a bonus.
Yeah, be able to get petrol to get home
lucky.
Now.
It's not lucky at all. Yeah. So you've been really, really busy the last couple of months?
Oh, yeah, nightmare. But it's good fun, but yeah, we've been chock-a-block.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because I remember when I saw you tonight, I thought, you're that bloke. We met was it last year?
Last year, yeah. It was in Kingston.
In Kingston,
Fighting Cocks. Yeah.
I was playing. Four of my friends came along, and they made up the audience basically.
Yeah.
And then you came on, and the whole place just suddenly filled full of people, which was amazing. So your support is quite amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's the main thing that keeps us going. I think is that it's kind of people have been stick by us so strongly. It's it's a big turn on to proceed, do you know what I mean? To keep it up.
Definitely. So what motivates you to play?
I mean, well, everything really. I mean, I can't do anything else, would definitely be one of them. But I mean, education, work, authority actually is one of the massive motivations. I'm not too good with authority. But it's just, I played a gig actually, but it was at the Talking Heads. Last year, it was the first time I've ever had the crowd singing back my lyrics. And that feeling was, that's just what I aspire for every time I play now. And it's just, it just keeps me going. There's a number of things, you know, but it's all good.
Cool. So how'd you start? How'd you start to write a song? Your last song. I know it can change, you know.
Yeah.
How did you write your last song?
Well, last song I wrote was a new song that we're going to have coming out in the next couple of months. I'm trying to think of the title now. Life's Too Short to Take Too Long. As a title, and I kind of had this thought in my head. It was worrying me. It was just after I just turned 19, and I was thinking about everything I'd done in the last year, like all the gigs and stuff, and how quickly it flew by. And I kind of had this cliche in my head: "Life's too short to take too long." Went from there. I mean, I was playing around with chords and stuff, and it just literally was natural. It just came out, and the whole song's a description of one night. Just where I was a bit.
Always come that easy.
Yeah, always. It's the best thing about us. Especially when I work with Dean, though, I'd write all the chords and he gets in with the leads, I write all the lyrics, and it just comes like that. It comes naturally. It's not as often as I'd like it. You know, it might take a couple of months for one to come out, but then we might have a lucky month and churn four out, you know. Mm.
Do you ever change any of the songs, or once they've written it, that's it? Or
yeah, no, quite a lot. I mean, there's lyrics I've written, and it's a lot of it's miswording with me. It's kind of, I had a song where it's... it was basically lyrics like aspirations of being a martyr. I was thinking, why doesn't that sound right? And then obviously it clicked, it had to be aspirations of dying a martyr, you know, and it's things like that. So there's always gonna be tweaks, but it's definitely we're always open to chop and change things.
Cool. So what have we got in the next 3 months?
Oh geez, what month are we in now? We are in March, January, February, March, April, May, June. June will be Blissfield is in June, isn't it? We'll be starting festival season. We've got a few gigs here and there. It's writing is a big thing for us, so we're starting to plan our next EP now. So it's kind of decide what's on it. I mean, but writing will be a big one. There's gigs. There's going to be a load of gigs though. We're only booked for three or four. I can only think of one at Lennon's, supporting the Crooks off the top of my head. But it's just we get emails weekly now, and it's asking us to play. So it's very overwhelming.
Lovely.
Very flat.
So what sort of You got your own website, haven't you?
We have, yeah.
What's the name of that?
That's under construction at the moment. The actual website is seanmcgowanuk.co.uk. The Facebook, facebook.com.
People will find your Facebook.
Yeah, that's it. It's just Sean McGowan Music UK.
I'll play one of your tracks this week, and there'll be links on the podcast website to take you straight to all the places you
perfect,
can go to.
Perfect.
So the other thing is your guitar. What guitar have you got?
I've got a Martin.
Yeah?
And I probably wouldn't play any other guitar in the world.
No?
The only guitars I'd play now would be Martin's, definitely. Acoustic, anyway.
Yeah.
Electric, I'd probably go for a Gibson, maybe an Fender, nice Telecaster would be alright, yeah, but Martin's a way forward for acoustics,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Tanglewood if you're struggling a little bit financially, but if you can get a Martin.
You can get a Martin, yeah. Brilliant.
Alright,
that's been brilliant listening to you tonight, and it's great talking with you. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Perspective, is it just that my memory's selective, or has this place changed for the worse? Is this town infected and he's destined to turn out like his father, and he's knocked out, banged up on no he'd rather recognition for his ambition of being a martyr. Well, my ex-lover hit 18, she's bearing clothes shop in maternity wearing, smoking 60 a day, midwife too preoccupied to be caring, and there's overcast weather and a bomb on the underground. Religion gives hope, but gravestones can be found, accents unrecognizable. I'll say I'm phonetically sound. punch up in the dole queue. The politician on looking admiring the view. Multi-millions as a sneeze and ease on and with a tissue. And I'm bitter towards the man cause he bit me. Come of age, I'm chopped in shark infested sea. Clueless about communication, clueless about community. I didn't conform to the educational system. Cutting 4.2 billion, it's a risk when learning is never ending. That is consistent. And I'm tipped off about paying Percy's wages. Florence is a different story on a different page. Working endlessly, you know they're heroes in this age. And the puppeteers are trying to cut the strings. And they're trying to cut us all down. There's no community. There is soon to be a fool. And if you wait, see, you'll all be D-E-A-D in the soul. Stand up and be counted, cause this means now if it's not us all. A nation's heart will be founded, these bent rules, they will be rounded, as we stand tall. Broken jaw and paralytic, he's unnegotiable and self-sympathetic. He was beaten black and blue, but he deserved it. When she swore the truth on the Bible, when she lied through her teeth, got away with it still. Judge and jury took her side, cause she was female. Remember when you backed it in the Brixton riots? You just passed 50 aggressions on a diet. Remember when you felt that sense of belonging? You know that you liked it. And they're tightening the belt on government funding. Taxes still took off over, where's the money going? Cameron sat on his ass, cracked out of his head, and his eyes look glowing. And the puppeteers are trying to cut the strings, and they're trying to cut us all down. There's no community, there is soon to be a fool. And if you wait, see, we'll all be D-E-A-D in the soul. Stand up and be counted, cause this means now if it's not us all. A nation's heart will be founded, these bent rules they will be rounded, as we stand tall. And maybe my car looks like a trough, cause I can't go anywhere without the pig in the middle biting my head off. And it's not fair, I've done nothing wrong. And it's not fair, so I'll show you mugs up in another song. There's no community, there is soon to be a fool. And if you wait, see, we'll all be D-E-A-D in the soul. Stand up and be counted, cause this means now if it's not us all. A nation's heart will be founded, these bent rules they will be rounded, as we stand tall. And the puppeteers are trying to cut the strings.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
See, I told you it was good, didn't I? And yeah, he's probably got some more tracks. He didn't give me his bloody CD. Didn't give me his CD, did he? Give him everybody else. Didn't give me. I've got some tracks. Anyway, I've got some tracks. Never mind. Right, so next I'm going to play you my brother. My brother's got a band called Clean Marlin. They're in Sydney, Australia. And I can tell you that this week, this Thursday, they're going to play at the Annandale Hotel in Annandale. So if you're in Sydney, on the Annandale next Thursday night, 9:15. Go down there, see what my brother looks like. Anyway, this is a track of theirs called, what's it called? It's called Dastardly Darkle. And this is live. This is Clean Marlin.
I'm Eck from Channel Eck down here in Australia, and what I want to know is this thing on? Nick Tan, is this thing on?
Yeah, that was Clean Marlin. Go and see them at the Annandale Hotel this Thursday, 9:15. You will not regret it. All right, Rich, is that okay? Is that good enough? Is that good enough? Fantastic. This is Owen Hackett.
Make sure it's good for you. 'Cause
'Cause everything I do for you. We will be as safe as sound, or at least as safe as smashed glasses on the ground. Carelessly wrapped in cotton wool, and don't you worry, our glasses will always be full. And everything that happens, happens for a reason. But anything can happen if you're careless. As the leaves fall to the ground, so could you if you don't stay wayward bound, bound to the road that leads you on your way, that leads you on your way, your way home.
Lovely. That's a great little track by Owen Hackett called Greg's Riff. Well, I'm going to finish with one of my tunes this week, and it's called Jackie Who 2. It's a reworking of an old song I used to do. Anyway, I'll speak to you all next week. Bye! Taking a long time to get me through the day. We all know now the price we got to pay. Sooner or later, the day has gotta come. It's dying to meet you one by one. Look at the sun shining. Sun shining, look at the sun. Look at the sun shining, shine on. Look at the sun shining, look at the sun. It's coming together. Summer's setting in. Look at our clothes now. We're wearing matters thin. People are praying, yeah, underneath the sun. Dying to meet you. I'm gonna give you some. Sun shining, look at the sun. Look at the sun shining, look at the sun. Look at the sun shining, shine on. Look at the sun shining, look at the sun. sun shining. Look at the sun.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do, dear.
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?